Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. Now, I am Scott, and with me is Joe. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Scotty. How are you?
Pretty good. Today, we're doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after, spoiler-free. And today, we're doing something a little different. We're not going to the movies because all the movies this week are at weird times, and we're not going to be able to get to the theater. So we decided to watch a brand new movie that I'm extremely excited to watch tonight on Amazon Prime. And it is War of the Worlds. You know, a new version of War of the Worlds going straight to Prime, which is a great sign. When something goes straight to streaming on Prime, it's a really, really good sign. And, you know, there's nothing that says the 1987 classic novel by H.G. Wells than Ice Cube.
I know. I am totally stoked about this. I mean, Ice Cube, he's a badass. I mean you know, straight out of Compton. Like, yeah. Badass.
I mean, I don't know how you can pair anybody better with Ice Cube than Eva Longoria. I mean, this reads Oscar level, maybe contender for this year's Golden Globes.
I know. When I heard that Eva Longoria was in this movie, I was so ecstatic that I was like, "This, there's no way that this movie can be bad.
Yeah.
There's just no way."
And looking into it, seeing that a first-time movie director who is primarily just a music video director taking over the reins of something so epic in scope.
I know,
I was extremely excited. I was
like, holy crap, this is going to be amazing. I am stoked.
I know. I was thinking to myself, how could they do this? You know, we've seen these movies before. And I was thinking to myself, how could they upgrade it? And I was like, what would I do if I was taking over the reins? What if I just made it on someone's computer screen?
Right. I mean, I think that's a great idea. It's kind of brilliant, actually, when you think about it. Because you don't really need to film on location, you know? So how about we go hit the couch and watch this?
Let's go watch this movie.
Sit tight. I'm coming back to you. How you doing? You all right?
I figured this would be a safe place to talk.
Listen, I need you to get to your sister right now.
Nah, Dad, I spoke to her. She's safe. Mark's picking her up. Listen, I need to talk to you about something.
I don't have time for that right now.
Dad!
Okay?
This is important. I don't think you understand the dynamics at play here.
Nobody understands, okay? We're in a national crisis.
God damn it, Dad, I do. I have information I think you might want to know.
Not now, Dave. Not now. I need you to stay sheltered and sit tight.
Will,
I'm here.
We're not doing anything. This doesn't feel right.
Just hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Oh, run! Get out of there!
Oh, my God. Eyewitness video is coming in from all over the world of terrifying machines rising out of these meteors. Citizens are astonished by what is happening. Destruction and chaos is rampant worldwide. Now, as far as we know, governments have not yet determined what these things are and what their response will be.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, my God. So good. I'm making myself laugh more than anything else. I just love that you were so straight-faced during all of that. Oh my God, we watched a movie tonight, guys. This is a no longer before and after reviews. We're doing our other show. This is a cross promotion, guys, of our own shows. Today we are doing Talking Trash, where we shit on, debate, break down, and crap on movies that we watch.
I mean,
and tonight,
straight up crap on. That's what this is, a crap on.
And when we said spoiler free, that's out the window. No. We're just going to spoil the hell out of this
Fuck
thing
this
because
movie.
We don't want you to see this. I mean, in fact, I would say maybe you should check this out to see what the worst movie of the year might be. Because right now, I thought to myself, you know, we watch a lot of bad films, and this year in particular, a lot of stuff has been mediocre level. There's been a lot of like sevens and eights, and you know, nothing higher. I mean, eight is very rare. I would say there's only been like two, maybe for me, and then a bunch of sevens, because I usually give seven a lot. A couple sixes, you know, and then fives. A lot of fives, a lot of mediocre films. And I was like, well, Happy Gilmore came out. And I was like, well, should we do a before and after review on that? And I was like, no, because I know it's going to be bad. And it was.
It was bad.
So I was like, you know, how are we gonna have a movie that trumps that movie this week? Oh, like this year.
Yeah.
You know, like how, because that was extremely bad to me. Like,
I mean, next level recycling of the jokes, recapping the original movie, and just terrible, terrible acting. It was just recycled garbage.
Yeah. And so I was like, how can anything top it? And then this movie came into my life. And when I saw this, I first off, let's just get this out. This movie was made 5 years ago.
What?
This movie was made 5 years ago during COVID.
Oh my God.
I guess this was their way of going, hey, you know what? We can't have anybody in the same room with each other during COVID. Let's all have everybody on screens.
Oh my God.
Is there a terminology for this kind of filmmaking, by the way? Can we talk about this first? Because this is its own subgenre of purely on a computer screen.
Yeah, like we had several like horror movies, you know, Unfriended.
Yeah, it's a dark web, which is actually kind of like, I've liked these Unfriended films. There's also Open Windows. There's also Searching and Missing. Mm-hmm. I believe those are the titles of the days. They're very generic names, so sometimes it's like hard to remember them. But it's its own subgenre of like following an entire story through a screen.
Well, sometimes it works very well, and sometimes it doesn't. And here, it doesn't. It fucking doesn't. Okay, what? Now, remember that time that I thought that Ice Cube was a fucking straight up, like, you know, badass, like he was awesome? Okay.
Well, when you're going to hire this most important government official of all time, you should hire Ice Cube. Nobody says professional like Ice Cube.
Okay, but he's wearing a cardigan.
This is true. You got me on
this. And eyeglasses, okay?
Yeah.
He's wearing a collared shirt under his cardigan.
There is not a shot in this movie where he doesn't look like he's aggravated or about to fart.
And he's wearing khakis, Scott, okay? When you put Ice Cube in khakis, you know, it's like, you know, you're kind of
this
like taming the beast, you know?
He does have a Cosby sweater on.
He
does. Like.
He has a cardigan.
Yeah.
He's straight up computer nerd in this.
Yes.
And it's off-putting and not cool at all.
I mean, it's I wouldn't say it's not cool or anything. I would say it's not believable at all.
It's not believable. That is a good way to put it. Simply,
him giving a briefing to the president.
Oh my God.
Is one of the most wild things I've ever heard, delivery in lines.
Oh my God.
I had DHS terror analyst Will Radford prepare the threat report. Will, what are the high priority, most vulnerable sites?
Mr. President, gentlemen, we're seeing a full attack on our infrastructure, on power grids, water, communication, and top level military targets. They knew exactly where they were going, and they are systematically eliminating resources and our ability to coordinate a response. Here, let me show you. These locations are our global response headquarters, our most sensitive targets, and they're taking them out one by one. Based on their prioritized destruction of these critical intelligence command centers, my analysis suggests nuclear power facilities are next. Electric grids will follow, leaving us completely helpless.
Oh my God. See, the thing is, I love Ice Cube. I have loved Ice Cube for a long time, since way back. Doughboy. I loved Ice Cube way back.
Yeah.
But even when he did the family comedies, Are We There Yet? And all that stuff, it was okay because, you know, he can do comedy and still be like a no-nonsense guy, you know, which is what I love about him. You know, he scrunches his eyebrows and, you know, just don't fuck with him. And that's one thing I always loved about Ice Cube is that he had that presence, you know, that he was just like a don't fuck with me kind of guy. And you put him in this role and he just does not fit in this role because they're giving him line delivery that I don't think anyone would ever say. Anyone. Ever.
Yes.
With, let alone the actor Ice Cube.
Yes. I mean,
holy crap. The freaking dialogue was next level bad. I mean, to the point where I had my hand over my mouth a lot because I couldn't. I was in shock.
That they're grouping to concentrate their attack.
Exactly. And they will be much stronger in groups.
Let's talk about how I sprung this on you tonight. I just said, we're going to watch a movie for before and after reviews.
Yeah, and you would not tell me the name of the movie, so therefore I went in completely blind, and we are, like, I would say a half an hour into this movie, and I still didn't know the title of the movie.
They don't put the title up. It actually has, like, the very professional Universal logo fly up and everything, the whole thing, like, in a theater Universal logo, and it does not bring up the title, like, the title card.
It never brings the title card up, so I'm here, like, what is this? And at first I was like, okay, this is a video game, because his son in the movie plays video games a lot. And so I was like, okay, is this based on a video game? What is going on here?
What kind of game would this
be? I don't know. But I had never, ever imagined in a million years they would remake War of the Worlds. I mean, it was just too much for me.
Well, hey, my favorite thing that has happened in a long time is you said, tell me now what the hell this movie's called. And I said, do you not know yet? And you said, no, how would I know what this is?
I was happy to see Ice Cube, but I was like, but I would never think in a million years they would remake that movie.
Yeah, but I like you say remake, another adaptation. Yeah, no, whatever. Without a doubt. But I love that you said, no, I want you to tell me right now I'm getting aggravated, right? And I said, Joe, it's the masterpiece War of the Worlds. How could you not tell?
What the hell?
And then you said, and then literally 5 seconds after you saying, what? What? No way this is possible. Right after you said it, the president of the United States has the best line of dialogue where he says the title.
What do you think, Mr. President?
This plan is humanity's last chance. I see no other option to initiate this War of the Worlds to save us all.
He said the title of the movie.
For no reason, he says, for this War of the Worlds. And I have never heard such a bad line. Like, there is no War of the Worlds. There is an invasion, and they're stopping it.
Yeah. But it's that whole thing where you have to say the name of the movie, you know? They seem to always have to say the name of the movie in the movie.
That president has no reason to say this. First off, it seems like alien. It doesn't really seem like an alien technology. You know, that in this movie, the tripods, which they're known as in the book, like it originally were like, they look like tripods, right? And so when they say that in this movie, it's wild, but they are giant robots. And when they're walking around in this film, it doesn't say to you, oh my God, this must be an invasion. It kind of seems like, wait a minute, is this definitely happening in every country? My first instinct would be like, we're being invaded from another country. And they're using some kind of like space technology that they have invented. Like, that would be my first, aliens.
They look like asteroids, like maybe like there's some meteor that like got separated from itself and the shards were coming to Earth and just landing. That made some kind of sense. So I was like, oh my God, this is a, when I was 10 minutes in, I was like, oh, this is like a doomsday movie. This is going to be neat, you know?
Yeah, I like when it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, like it came out of nowhere and like all the shards are flying and everyone's running and screaming and all that. Eva Longoria's hair looks perfect though, by the way. Just saying.
I mean, I love that her NASA photo is her posing. He has her in his phone. First off, okay, Ice Cube in this movie is playing what seems to be the only government official that is protecting the United States.
He is one of the Homeland Security, I guess he operates the security cameras, the drones. He keeps the
Homeland Security. I mean, literally the only person that seems to be in charge of what's going on in the entire world.
He can hack into you know, security cameras and every single phone on Earth and just everything, cars, everything. He has the ability to get into your life.
Yeah. We know he works for the government because he's in one room with multiple other desks and a screen that says the government. Like it has like the White House, like the FBI symbols like on it. That's how we know where he is. Nobody else is working. I don't know if this is a Saturday and everybody's off. I don't think that's how that works, but I don't know what's happening here. But he is the only one that has come in to do any work.
Homeland Security doesn't get a day off. But I will say, yes, he is a one-man show. He is supposed to keep the country safe. He has he's part of like the anti-terrorist unit. He monitors everything, all the threats. He can literally program any single camera in the entire country to zoom in on someone's face and find out the threat level.
Yeah. So this is some kind of like, you know, like the brother eye thing where you can virtually take over anything, read anybody, look at anybody. Everybody is like on a screen that says threat level. Now, what do you do in this important job in your day? The threat level is your daughter.
Who's pregnant.
He's trying to fight some international hacker, apparently. Some big-time hacker is taking over, and they're trying to figure out who's trying to hack the government. And he's the big threat, or it's the big threat. We can't see its face. It's virtually that anonymous, you know, people, whatever.
Like a voice scrambled, you know,
yeah.
Nobody.
So, and when he's doing this, he's really doing his real job, which is being a terrible father. So much of a terrible father that he stalks his kids on every single level. I mean, it is next level creepy. And also, he is doing this on a government computer.
Yeah, but, you know, he can because it's his job to keep the country safe. Now, what I thought after I saw all this going on and how they set him up in front of the computer and all that, like, I thought that there was going to be, like, you know, a major, like, disaster happening, right? So, like, when the robots landed on Earth, I thought that he was going to be like, oh, hell no. And he was going to go out there and it was going to be like, you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, I'm going to fuck shit up kind of thing. Because that's what I expected. I don't know why. I didn't expect anything because I didn't even know what I was watching. But when I saw that Ice Cube was in this, I'm like, oh, he's going to be like badass, whatever. You know, he's Homeland Security. He's going to go out there and some, you know, fuck some shit up. That's what I thought. He sat at a freaking desk this whole entire movie.
Yeah, we have to watch. The whole movie is his face.
It's the whole movie is everyone's face on a screen. Like, we literally have no human interaction, barely.
Yeah, in this universe, nobody texts or uses a phone in like the way it was intended. Everybody uses it by holding it out to videotape themselves. Like, everybody's on FaceTime.
This whole entire movie is on FaceTime.
Which is... Oh, aggravating as all hell.
Well, but, excuse me, it's WhatsApp. WhatsApp.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I wanted to bring up because, okay, he is using a government computer. Now, I don't know if you've paid attention to politics in the last few years, but there's a pretty big no-no about using other apps while you're working for the government. And it doesn't seem to apply in this movie because literally the president of the United States is on a Zoom call. I could not believe they're using WhatsApp. He's using on his government computer his own Facebook. He has his own Facebook, his own video calls with his son. He is able to hack into his Xbox or his PlayStation and erase his video games. What?
This is the shit that's a huge threat to our society, Scott.
Yeah.
He has to do that before protecting the country from terrorists.
He has hacked his own daughter's refrigerator to stare at her food and make sure she's eating the right proteins. She goes and gets breakfast, and he's mad that it's a muffin. This is the movie we're watching.
He says, eat an egg.
Hey.
A muffin? Really? A muffin. What are you thinking?
Jesus, Dad, how many times have we been
one hard boiled egg? All right, they're right next to the donuts. Would it kill you? You need more protein.
I need to get to work.
No, you need to lay off the soy milk. You haven't had any protein this week.
How do you know?
Let's just say me and your fridge is pretty tight.
Yeah, there's an egg right there on the counter. Get that.
She's pregnant, so he's concerned. This is a father who has lost his wife to cancer, and he's, you know, got a grown-up daughter and a teenage son. And the grown-up daughter is pregnant and has a boyfriend who happens to work for Amazon.
This is actually a huge ad for every billionaire that the owner of Amazon.
Yeah.
His friends with.
This is literally an Amazon ad. I mean,
it's a big ad. There's a Tesla ad in here as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Facebook ads.
Yep. Yep. All the billionaires.
This is a giant tech ad.
It is. So I was very like, why would these people take this movie? Like, why would they do that? This is like the biggest sellout shit I've ever seen in my life.
I kept thinking about that with him. I mean, I know that Ice Cube's big last movie was the Kool-Aid movie, but sorry, it's a joke for anybody who's watching The Studio.
The Studio. That's such a great show.
Wow. Like, it is funny that this man, like, we know his rap career, his music career.
We know his body of work, period.
And we know this, seeing him as this government guy who's spying on the world is hilarious.
You know what I was hoping this was going to be like? Triple X. What was in that? You know, when he was in that, he was Triple X.
We know. Remember? We've been on the show.
Because that movie would have been five times better to watch than what we just watched. I mean, it's at least more Ice Cube than this Ice Cube. I don't even know this man. He looked like a grandpa, okay?
Oh, my God.
He looked like a straight-up grandpa in his freaking khaki slacks and his sweater. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, just not... Like, he just wasn't bringing it. It was... I could see if this was a role... Okay, fine.
He's reading every line of dialogue off a cue card. It is horrible.
He is reading it, yes. And this is a different role for him, and I get it. He wants to, like, take different roles. Cool. But if it wasn't the worst script ever given to him, like, it was next level dialogue bad, I'm just surprised that he would take this. You know, it just doesn't seem like this is something he would take.
I'm sure this is exactly how this conversation went. Oh, you mean I get to sit at a desk all day? I get to sit in my comfy chair and stare at the screen, and that's it? Read some lines of dialogue? Okay. I'll take that movie. I'll do it in one sitting.
I mean, I would do that for free.
His reactions to the world devastation is, oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
What are they doing?
Now, what the hell is that thing?
Damn. What in the world?
Shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
That's it. Like, that's it. He's never like, there's not a tear. There's not a...
No.
He's just like, what?
I mean, okay. Can we talk about, like... So, I guess the aliens invade, but their main concern is that they're trying to drain all of the data.
Oh, so you're... Okay, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You want to get right into it. Let's talk about the fucking plot here and how stupid this is. This is next level. So when they're crashing into the Earth, the astronauts are up there, and they're literally saying, all of our satellites have been taken out, right? They make a point to say all the satellites have been taken out by these meteors.
Way into the film, there is a... Well, first off, now this is the guy who's supposed to be in charge of the whole, like, the United States, like, everything, the infrastructure of, like, he's a security system for our country. And... He keeps learning everything on the news.
Fox News.
So Fox News he breaks everything. Sometimes it's like the BBC, I think, because it sounds like
it does
say Fox News a lot, though.
It's mostly Fox News.
Yeah. He keeps learning stuff and getting all of his information way later than he should from the news. And one of the news reports, after a ton of time goes by, is told that the astronauts, we actually see footage from the space station and actual astronauts in space seeing asteroids flying past them. And they say that the asteroids are purposely aimed at all of our satellites.
A delayed report just came in from the International Space Station confirming the violent storms the world experienced were from thousands of meteors blasting through the atmosphere. Meteors were intentionally crashed into hundreds of satellites to obliterate any chance of a warning.
And then we're sitting there going, does the movie not understand that the whole movie's been using technology and phone calls?
This movie,
like, wait, uses what?
Computers, Facebook, FaceTime, WhatsApp.
It's literally the whole movie.
Yeah.
They said that they purposely took out our communications so no one can get a heads up.
Right. Purposely took out our communications. Okay.
And I'm now, like, wait a minute.
We have no satellites. How is he using WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, Google Earth? How is he using any technology?
How did the astronauts get the information from space of the video that they filmed of the asteroids hitting the satellites? Like, how is everything working?
Right.
Like, literally nothing in this movie should make sense. But it gets even worse because, okay, all of the big giant robots are walking through the streets. They're attacking these certain spots. First off, he goes, oh, they're attacking. I don't know why the president, and there's one guy working for the White House, by the way, he's on the golf course smoking a cigar during the apocalypse. They keep cutting to him. I'm like, what the fuck? But they're telling the president, oh, it's going for everything important. Our infrastructure, it's going for all these things. Oh, it's knocking them. We see these shots of them shooting laser beams in these special spots. They're like taking out our resources. And then out of nowhere, they start heading. They keep turning around and we get this. Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about Eva Longoria touching everything. But she's like, oh, it's turning around. They're all heading to a spot. And now we see that all of the world, there are shots from, of course, on the news. They're broadcasting somehow. Mm-hmm. And it's on his computer. Everything's working fine. They're showing that these robots are getting shot down and destroyed right at these different places. And the whole movie's going by. And they're like, why are they there? And they're like, oh, he literally has a line of dialogue where he says, each one of them is at a data resource,
one of the data buildings. Resource buildings.
All so over like, the world, though. Each robot was shot down right at a resource center. And Eva Longoria, of course, is at one. And she goes, it sounds like it's still alive. And there's a tentacle going inside. And look at this tentacle. It looks like it's doing something. And they're like, oh, my God, that's a data resource center.
Yeah, so there was, like, at the Pentagon, at Homeland Security, probably at Yahoo.
Yeah, everywhere. And then all of a sudden, they're like, I wonder what's happening. And then he watches the news, and the news guy goes, oh, they're at all the data factories. And they're like, huh, they're at the data factories. I think they're taking data.
I was how like, are they watching this?
Dude, there's... you just said this like 5 minutes ago. How did you not know I put this together? They're like, what could they be getting? Well, what does each place have in common, dude?
God.
Do the math here. What is it all have in common? Data.
You know, everywhere they've been going, there's a data center.
Data center?
Yeah, they found all the government servers.
12 seconds later.
Reports are coming in that the machine's destinations appear to be top secret government data centers.
Damn.
Tripods around the globe have encircled these facilities, but no one understands why or what could be attracting them to these locations.
1 minute, 37 seconds later.
Will, this thing is branched out everywhere, and it's covering the servers.
Oh, shit. They're in hyper-download. They're being emptied.
Emptied?
Later.
The Pentagon has issued a dire report. The global military forces are experiencing a complete cyber attack. Strategic Command is not able to communicate with any forces, and the world's counteroffensive is crumbling as we report this to you now.
All systems have been penetrated and data drained. We must resort to a full manual attack at this point.
Every system has been penetrated and drained of data. Casualties are mounting at a furious pace, and entire battalions are retreating everywhere.
20 minutes later.
Why are they going after the chip?
The same reason they love my phone. These little guys are drawn to data.
What do you mean, drawn to data?
It's intelligent. The more data it consumes, the smarter it gets.
These things eat data.
Exactly. That's why those servers were being emptied.
Wait a minute. Holy shit. This whole attack is just a big diversion to get those tripods to the data centers. And those tripods are just Trojan horses to get those little bugs into the servers. To get to the data.
I couldn't take it because the Holy whole point shit. Of these fucking robots or aliens or whatever they were was to drain all of the data and resources from Earth so that we had no bank accounts.
Well, you should quote.
It's our most important resource.
Our data.
Tanker ships around the globe are frozen without any GPS data, and oil rigs are combusting.
This is terrible.
Commercial airlines are grounded by the FAA, but those still in the air have no way to navigate as their onboard systems have failed. Nuclear power facilities are paralyzed and are not able to generate electricity. With traffic escaping cities in gridlock, there's no way to get away from the invasion. Power grids are collapsing in mass numbers. The world is going dark as we speak. Financial data has been completely drained and erased, making the Earth's population totally bankrupt. Reports from around the world show mass rioting and looting to get whatever they can. We are in utter chaos without our most precious resource, our data.
It purposely hit the banks and shut down our infrastructure. We took all of our money and made us all bankrupt, right? And then it's going on online, and they literally show a graph of the data being removed from each thing. And he's like,
"But his computer is still working."
Yeah, I feel like it wants something. I don't know what it's happening. And they're like, "I think it's taking all the data." And then he goes to Facebook. Of course, he goes to his Facebook page, and the pictures disappear as he's looking at it. And then it says, "This site is no longer available."
He was able to get on YouTube.
Yeah, after that happens, it doesn't matter again. They're still using WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, and Instant Messenger, and also
because movie,
and his son literally says, "It's taking all of our data, our precious resource." Our most important resource, and we're gonna be put back into the Stone Age. I was like, dude, the Stone Age wasn't in 1980. Like, will you stop?
Oh my god,
what are we gonna do without all of our data?
Holy shit, oh my god. You know, people survived before cell phones?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god, what's camping?
Oh my god. Wow. Jesus Christ. Our major resource.
Our biggest resource in the world.
So the fucking kids can watch Miss Rachel on YouTube. Fuck Miss Rachel, by the way.
Oh my god. This movie, it acts like everybody watching is the dumbest fucking person on Earth.
I swear I got dumber just watching this because I'm like, wait, do they understand how technology even works? Because these robots are draining the data centers, right? They're draining and our satellites are down. Our satellites were completely destroyed. So how are they using WhatsApp and FaceTime and
YouTube? A video on you. He edits in the apartment. Well, we'll get to that because I got to bring that up. But while we find out that they're draining the data, we start seeing how they're using it against us, right? So they're in charge now of Facebook and they're in charge of everything. And it says, and then of course the news is still broadcasting just fine and they're videotaping and they show a shot of an oil tanker. And it goes, it no longer knows how to drive because it doesn't have GPS. And I was like, are you suggesting the boats don't know, the people that sail, like they don't know how to use the boat?
Is that why the Titanic sank?
Apparently, back to the Stone Age, Joe.
Jesus Christ.
A plane just falls out of the sky. They show a plane.
Wait, you can still land a plane manually.
The guy still can manually land.
I don't understand this.
And it's, automatic pilot isn't like... That's not how that works.
I'm flabbergasted. It seems like nothing on Earth works anymore. No one has any money or the bank accounts or anything like that. But WhatsApp still works.
Amazon Prime still works, Joe.
Amazon Prime still works.
They actually send a $1,000 Amazon card to a homeless guy, and they literally say these lines. I'm not even kidding. Because in this movie, I can't make this up. This happens in this movie. His son-in-law is an Amazon Prime driver, right? And he has to save his wife, who is pregnant, because she gets impaled by something because she's an idiot and she can stand in the street. And Ice Cube saves her by taking over a Tesla and driving a Tesla through the streets. By the way, there is no mass panic in the streets. There is no rubble. He is a perfect day for her to go driving
it's
in a
nice
Tesla.
Nice and sunny.
To get her right to where she needs to go. But the Amazon Prime driver, which I can't believe the movie didn't say he can do anything, because he just disappears multiple times in this movie. We're supposed to get to something. They just don't even tell us where he was. They're like, I'm almost there. Then he's not in the movie again. And, oh, I'm sorry, I'm still having a problem. At one point, he's just on foot. And I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, he just ditched the truck.
He ditches his truck. We don't find out why.
He's supposed to get to the daughter to save her.
Yeah, when he gets to the daughter, he has all of his Amazon Prime shipper stuff with him for some reason. And because in this movie, he literally says,
because you have to keep the packages safe, Scott.
And not only his wife's baby package, but also his actual packages to make sure the Prime deals get there on time. But he goes, Ice Cube goes, I need a thumb drive. I don't have a thumb drive. I work for the government. They don't allow us to bring in thumb drives. That's crazy. But I have a drone with me. I have my Amazon Prime drone, and I can fly the package to you, because I also happen to have a Amazon Prime thumbstick with me, a thumb drive. So he goes, let me go on Amazon right now and order the thumb drive and give you my address so you can go and put the digital stuff on and fly a drone to me during the apocalypse when there is no internet or satellites.
Yeah. Right?
And they actually show on the screen at one point, I'm running out of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and the best part about this is that Ice Cube needs the thumb drive because he's going to, and I quote, give it a cold.
He says code.
Yeah.
He says code like they're saying cold.
All I kept hearing was, I'm going to give it a cold, because like in ID4.
By the way, you know, just like in ID4, where it's so stupid that a cable repairman can give an alien a cold with a MacBook, this movie is just as stupid because his daughter is a scientist who doesn't know that removing a steel rebar from her knee, her leg, will make her bleed out. She doesn't know that, right?
Yeah.
And that's how her curing...
It's total control.
So Briggs went rogue, put the whole damn thing in this building right under my feet.
You crazy bastard. You can't act alone on this, Briggs.
Oh, really? Watch me, General.
Y'all know all about Goliath.
Wow, you did it. I can always spot talent.
NASA warned you if you activated Goliath, it could spark an invasion.
Those dinosaur bureaucrats don't keep us safe. I do.
When you turned on Goliath, you rang a dinner bell that traveled throughout the whole galaxy.
Don't worry, they won't get into Goliath.
Is just like giving a bad code to the robots. They're like, I can re-engineer my code for the DNA and stopping the virus by giving the virus and the code to the robot, the aliens. I was like, mm-hmm.
Now, mind
what?
You, this girl, first of all, is brilliant. She is a, you know, what do you call it? Geneticist or
sure,
whatever?
Sure. She's a genius.
Whatever. She's.
She stands in the road
in
multiple
the newspaper,
times.
In the newspaper, you know, with her accolades and all these things that she's accomplished. Meanwhile, this fool doesn't know at 9 months pregnant that you shouldn't pull a piece of pipe out of your, like, femoral artery or whatever is
or,
in your...
Or go outside and stare at a goddamn monster.
Yeah. She's standing in the middle of the street. I'm like, okay.
She
goes, I can't.
What's that noise?
Yeah, like, I don't know, everyone's under attack, you stupid twit. So, I mean, okay. Yeah, she has a freaking, like, bar, like a big steel bar in her freaking thigh, in her femoral artery. And she removes it. And she says to her father, oh, you know, I thought that it would be, what'd she say? It would stop the bleeding or it would...
I thought it would help the pain if I got it out.
It would help the pain. That's what she said. It would help the pain if I took it out. Okay, do you know that you're supposed to be a genius, right? You heal people.
Yeah.
And you don't know that taking that thing out is going to make you bleed to death?
And like, on his computer, he's hacking her vitals. He's looking at her vitals.
Oh, because you know why? Because she has a smartwatch.
But they don't even show it. I just went,
they do once.
Oh, do
yeah,
they?
They do.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what the?
They
what?
Do an up close on it when she's trying to, when the boyfriend comes to save her and he's wrapping the packing tape around her thigh. Yeah, they made sure that you could see the watch on top of it all. So this is one huge ad for Amazon.
Oh, for everything. Not just Amazon. A lot of Google, YouTube, like that's Google. There's a Mac in this. She's using a MacBook, I think, in this movie, but it's using Windows, which Mac doesn't use Windows. There's a lot of weird stuff, but they just keep showing all these different things from all these different tech people. It made me laugh so hard, but what we gotta say the Amazon thing, because he flies this drone with the thumbstick that he has just ordered when they just said that they took down the data. They took all the data, they're destroyed, but he's able to use his bank somehow to order Amazon. Although they mm-hmm. just took all of the world's money.
Yeah, all the banks are shut down.
Yeah.
All of the, I mean, any federal...
Everything's back to zero.
Everything is zero. There's yeah. nothing. You have nothing.
And still, it was like, I guess the aliens were like, we might want to order some Amazon, so leave that around. So
they need a couple of pairs of tube socks.
So he straps this thumb drive. Now, they don't show us load the thumb drive with the code, because the Amazon Prime driver and the daughter are not with the two tech people. So how they got the code onto the thumb drive is beyond me. But he literally flies a friggin' drone through the streets of Washington or whatever, wherever they are. Mm-hmm. And he flies it around like a video game while it's being attacked by flying robot ships. And the other son is able to hack strike drones.
Yeah.
To fight and shoot all of the robots chasing the drone.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of this without satellites, without...
Why aren't the robot? Why aren't the aliens taking over the drones?
Right, exactly.
I don't understand. Instead, they're like, we can't do anything, so let's just shoot at it.
They wipe out Wall Street, bank accounts, every single thing that has to do with...
They made planes fall out of the sky, but they can't make this fall out of the sky.
But they can't get to an Amazon drone.
It can't get the drone. Can't get take over a drone, and it can't take over the military drone. Two different types of drones, and he gets it all the way there, And this guy, he catches, literally Ice Cube catches the drone. He goes through a building and gets all the way to him so he can put this device in and stop them. Because they also tell us, oh my God, there's so much in this movie that is unbelievably baffling. They tell us that the aliens are using nanobot, like little spider looking nanobots, and they're crawling all over it. And they're like, even Longoria just plays with them. They get all over her.
Oh my God. Like, she's like, look at my new friends. Aren't they cute? No, you stupid twit. They're not they're fucking cute.
Aliens.
They're destroying your country.
The
world.
She actually gets, they get all over her and she freaks out and the phone goes dead. A little bit later, we see her again and she's just like, "How am I? Here's my friends." Right? And they're like, she goes, look at my friends. And they show like her, she films it and he looks at it and he goes, why is that nanobot going for the scan disc?
Yeah, was like a,
It likes technology.
Wasn't it a phone chip, you know? Like
it was another chip. It was like it's called a scan disc that you plug in your phone or whatever the hell it is. Like it's like a memory card.
Yeah, card.
It's going for it. Why? Because it likes data. And I'm like, guys, you already established this.
Yeah, they had to tell us twice. Six times. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. But here's the thing. They're being drained of all of their satellites, their data, everything. So how are they communicating with each other? I don't understand this.
They're all, and
treat the audience like we're stupid.
At one point, he finds out that the hacker that he's been chasing forever is his son. So under his nose, the guy that's in charge of our country is not only hacking his daughter's life, but hacking his son and didn't know that he was secretly the hacker that he was fighting, right? And they have to team up. Now, there's a sequence where he gets all the other hackers together, and they're all around the world, apparently, and they're finding out all this information, and he drop a huge bomb telling Ice Cube that his boss is the bad guy.
Yeah, which, mind you, is Clark Gregg, who always plays a goddamn government official. It's like, can you just get out of these roles?
It turns out that he started a major, data center that sucks all of the data and puts it in a processor that will read any threat level instantly. And they didn't want it to be involved because they found out in Roswell that for some reason, when they did a computer, the robots came to Earth once before because they wanted the data.
Yeah, in 1948, they wanted data.
They wanted data. They didn't find any, so they left. And
they didn't
have
any iPhones back then. Jesus Christ.
They said, if you turn it on, there's literally videotape recordings of this conversation. He's like, if you turn it on, they're going to come back because they want our data. And he goes, I don't care. I'm going to turn it on because I'm a mustache twirling villain. And he literally, Ice Cube calls him and goes, I know it was you. And he goes, you got me. And he literally was about to twirl a mustache. He doesn't even have his mustache. He doesn't even have one. And he looks down and goes, you got me, huh? Well, I'm good with talent. I know a good, now I'm gonna, you're fired. And he shuts him down. He shuts down the entire thing. And he somehow, his son hacks the whole office from the outside and gives him internet. And we're like, you just told us there's no internet.
How?
Multiple times in this movie, they blur or do something with the static. Like, it's a problem. But everybody else has perfect calls.
Yep.
Perfect calls. Except when the movie decides not to. There's a part where they show, an entire boardroom, all staticky faces, except for Clark Gregg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, every time. And you can see that they're either using, old of stock footage of Marines, so they keep static on only their faces. Yeah. It doesn't look natural at all. It looks like they blurred it out because terrible. They used some footage.
It's just terrible.
I wonder how much of this was AI. I was wondering later on, because this was filmed 5 years ago, I feel like they just added the Amazon Prime stuff.
Did you look into any trivia on this?
The trivia was that it was 5 years it sat on a shelf.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just said, they were going to put this in the theater.
Oh no.
And they said, just stick it on Amazon Prime. And it just popped up one day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how, I have so many questions.
There are so many scenes in this movie we were laughing our asses off. It's so bad on so many levels.
I mean, we watch bad movies, and we've seen better bad movies than this. This movie was next level. From the line delivery, everything.
I keep forgetting the train of thought we were on, but I was talking about how the hackers all join them and they all like start up. So the robots all go, oh, we have to kill the hackers now. Now they're in charge of the internet at this point in the movie. So why don't they just attack them through the internet? No, they have to go to each one of their houses and destroy them all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. And then we find out that his son is somehow tricked them. He's not at their actual house. But why do the robots, why do the aliens think that they're he's home?
Here's the thing. We think that the five hackers that were in cahoots with the son, and they were part of that little group, I feel like they were honed in on because of their computer signal. I mean, that would make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the aliens had the data, right? So they honed in on them. But wouldn't they also hone in on the sun's signal no matter where he was?
And I'm like, the only thing I could think of is the movie established earlier that he is like using like fake sights to bounce off the signal. But like, why wouldn't the other hackers do the same thing?
Right.
They're like the best hackers in the world that his father can't catch.
Well, they had to get rid of the other five hackers.
Yes, because they would help too much.
They would help too much, and we have to make this about this family being heroes.
Yes, and why aren't the robots going after specifically Ice Cube ever? He's the one that's doing the most stuff. And the weirdest thing happens when all the hackers all get killed. We think the son gets killed as well, but it turns out he calls him on WhatsApp during the apocalypse of like technology, and why the aliens don't see WhatsApp is being used and that's where he is. No, they for some reason have tricked him, and he takes down a green screen from behind him that was his fake room. And I just said to you, who was that for? Was that for his father? Like to trick his own father?
To trick the aliens home?
Did the aliens like, oh my God, he's not home.
It was like supposed to be this epic reveal.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Why?
He had like a green screen behind him.
He was like faking his own room. I was like, but who's that for? Like,
so his father would know that he's home or where he like, is?
Oh, I want my dad to think I died for a couple seconds.
I mean, it was so bizarre.
It was so weird. I was like, I don't think the aliens knew your room.
No.
I'm pretty sure they could still find your signal.
Yeah.
And they don't.
I mean, they do have access to all the data.
All of it.
On planet Earth.
All of the data.
Yeah, all of it.
Except the ones that matter.
Right. Yeah, WhatsApp is fine.
Oh, can you talk about Eva Longoria in this movie? Eva Longoria plays a NASA scientist, right? And an asteroid crashes down near NASA, I guess. I don't know where she's supposed to be. But she walks outside and on a presidential Zoom meeting, she goes and touches the asteroid.
She goes, ooh, it's cold. No hazmat suit. No gloves.
And they make
no mask, nothing.
At the end of this movie, the woman who brought the alien nanobites in as pets and is touching an asteroid is made the head of NASA.
She's the dumbest bitch on the planet.
I just kept saying, what the fuck?
Linda's gonna go and fondle the freaking asteroid, you know.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fine.
I'm not gonna get any kind of disease or any kind of plague or whatever. I'm just gonna go and touch it. It's nice and cold.
Yeah, there isn't a moment in this movie where I wasn't baffled. I was just like,
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd run right outside and be fondling that alien life form. I mean, what the hey, right?
I wish that Ice Cube had a line like, go and touch it. Tell me what it feels like.
Yeah,
you know.
Shake it around.
The NASA scientist, you know, just doesn't think radiation is a problem, not an alien organism.
No,
nothing. Nope. I'm going to go put my hands in it.
Yeah, let me just go touch it. Oh, what's that? It's a leg.
Not since Prometheus have I been this angry at a scientist.
A scientist? Are you fucking kidding me? She's supposed to be outside and all the crazy, like, apocalyptic shit is happening. And then you see her later with just a tiny little smudge of dirt on her cheek.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like dying around her, oh, and she, and people are running and screaming, and things, and buildings are falling, and she's got a tiny little smudge of mascara on her.
She looks perfect the whole movie.
I was like, oh my god!
At one point, like he's working with an FBI agent, and the FBI agent sees a giant robot come out of an asteroid in front of her, and she goes, "What's the protocol here? Do I attack?" And I was like, bitch, get the fuck out of there. You're just an FBI agent.
I can't take anymore.
You're not Mulder. You know, like, I don't even know. I'm just shocked. Like, I was just shocked by this movie.
This is just next level. So, all right. Are we at the end of the movie now? We have to be.
Well, yeah, they put the code in and they beat it. And they're a great family and everything they do is amazing.
And they're winning at life. And he's like got a commendation for like Homeland Security Agent of the Year or some biz.
Everybody gets like a promotion. Everybody gets like
everybody's winning.
The famous they take the same exact article of the girl curing the disease and making that. They took the same article. They just changed it. It says the woman who made the disease that killed the aliens.
Oh my god! And then everyone goes to a baby shower at the end. You know, it's just so heartwarming. And yeah, everybody's fine. Facebook is back.
The family, yeah, the Facebook is back.
Praise the Lord.
The family is all together in their shirts, and he's still wearing his Amazon Prime hat. I was like...
They all wear like those Papa Shark, Mama Shark, stupid crap, you know,
yeah.
Grandpa Shark. Oh my God. Okay, first of all, you put Ice Cube in a Grandpa Shark t-shirt. Yeah. You have done him wrong, and he has lost his street cred because he now looks like a grandpa. And you know, it's fine. You know what? He looks good with his, you know, gray beard and his gray hair. Okay, he looks good. But the fact that he took this movie and he was just, it's the most ridiculous role I could ever imagine him in. I mean, even
I think he's
more
weirder.
Like I said, Triple X was straight up ridiculous. But at least it was fun to watch because he was doing action stuff that was so incredibly funny that we had no choice but to love it. And here, sitting in front of a computer, like, this is, what is going on? The line delivery was so bad. I was like, this is not Ice Cube. What are we watching?
If you're like whole movie hangs on an actor like this, you should have made a different choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't have any other ideas. You know, they heard his line delivery and they were like, yeah, let's go with this. This is like Cameron Mitchell sitting in front of, like, you know, just sitting there and like, oh yeah, you can stay in the seat the whole time, Cameron. Like, that's how I felt.
Cameron
here.
Mitchell at least would have been like yelling.
True,
you know, saying, telling people to close the fucking door.
Yeah. I believe Cameron Mitchell's anger.
I mean, there is no anger or like surprise or shock or even sadness on Ice Cube here, and there was all these things going on in the movie and he just didn't act at all. It was weird. He had no reactions to anything, and I'm just like, what? This could have been any actor. They could have just got some dude off the street and just threw him in front of a computer screen and been like, here, just look at these cue cards.
Exactly.
I mean, we haven't seen anything this ridiculous. It's been a minute. This is next level ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
Here's the thing that's crazy about this movie the most, I think, is that this is a budgeted movie that was going to be in theaters, and it's by a very big studio, and it feels like a sci-fi original movie. Yeah, if you put this on sci-fi, I would believe this is sci-fi
original. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and I enjoy the sci-fi original movies more.
I know. I mean, Shark Exorcist at least makes more sense, and there's more dialogue.
That's funny. I like that you think that was them.
What is it? Shark in the...
Like Lava Lantula.
Yeah, Lava Lantula.
Boa versus Gator or something like that. And it's like, okay. Okay, I get it. And then this would have been a perfect, this week on Sci-Fi Channel, War of the Worlds with Ice Cube. Then I'd be like, I totally believe it.
I mean, who thought this is a good idea to remake this again? Like this.
I mean,
this is just.
I think could. Well, I mean, that the problem is that this is like grandpa level like technology writing. like someone who doesn't understand any of it. And I really don't either, but I do know when you tell me that the internet isn't working anymore and that they're, it's in control by the aliens,
oh my God.
You still can't use technology. Like, I know that. Oh, we didn't even mention that, that the, when he, Clark Gregg fires him, he puts, actually not fires him, but the whole, they're like, we're going to blow up the building that you're in because of the data thing that they're going for, but they never go for until the very last second of this movie. Is underneath Ice Cube, right? And they shut it down. They said, we're going to shut it down. So the emergency lights go on, which means that the tech, like, electricity is off.
Yeah.
Like, they shut down the grid here, and he's still on his computer. The flashing red lights, all of the lights go off. The flashing lights are still on, are on around him, and he can still use the internet to
Scott,
talk to everybody.
Seriously, like, the aliens have taken out all the satellites.
That's what I'm
all
saying.
All the cell towers, everything's blown up, and they can still watch YouTube.
It's he edits a YouTube video and puts it on at one point. I just, I'm blown away by it. Like, I was making jokes during this movie that, like, I try to upload something, it takes forever. Like,
yeah,
in the apocalypse. I love there's a part where he's trying to send his daughter to a hospital, and he's like, oh, he calls 911. I'm like, the fucking alien apocalypse is happening right now.
Yeah, I don't think
you're calling 911 for your daughter.
Yeah.
You're an asshole, man.
Yeah, I mean, next level. I mean, she is his daughter. She's pregnant. I get it. But here's the thing.
I get it too, but come on.
The whole world is falling down around you.
Yeah.
Okay? Literally. And he's concerned about hacking into a Tesla.
He's in charge of the government. I mean, you can send her to one of the government facilities that you work for.
Right.
That help with anybody, like friends and family. You know, maybe there could be like some kind of medvac or like, you know, some kind of army situation. And he doesn't think of that at all. He just goes, let me look at all the hospitals. Oh, they're all full. I wonder why, man.
Because the apocalypse is happening. I mean, I don't know. You know, why don't you call delivery dudes and, you know, get some pizza sent over?
I'm surprised that didn't happen in this movie at least once.
Is delivery dude still around?
I have no idea. But I'm surprised it didn't, like...
I just pulled that out of my ass. I don't even know if delivery dudes is still around.
I see a 1-800-Flowers nearby. Let me hack into their system and send the robot some flowers. Oh, that's what I was trying to tell you. Okay, I knew it. I knew I forgot something, but they said the banks went down and the drone crashes in the street, so they need to flip it over. And they look over in the camera. I can't flip it over. There's a guy out here in the apocalypse in a tent. He's a homeless man, apparently. And he goes, everybody has a phone, so call his. I'm like, he's a homeless guy.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
And they
he's living in a tent. He's homeless.
He's homeless.
But he has a cell phone.
Everybody has one.
Yeah, everyone has one.
Everybody has one. And they're like, call him. And they do. They call him and they go, oh, send him $1,000 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, with no banks.
With no nothing. And they do.
Nobody has
it
any money.
Works. They got a gift card sent to him instantly on his phone.
So the internet like imploded. There's no banks, there's no money, there's no technology, yeah. There's nothing, but
and this guy's
that
like,
worked.
Oh, hell, the alien apocalypse is here. I'll flip over that drone for $1,000, sure. And he does. He flips it over, and we don't know if that guy dies, but no. I would have liked to think that he probably did perish.
You know what, though? You know what's... So, I just have a question, though. So, at the end of the movie, everything's fine, everyone's happy, blah, blah, blah. Emails are working, Facebook's working, everything's fine, everything's back to normal. How many years later are we talking? Because
oh, I know.
This would have to be a major rebuild.
How would they give everybody back their money? Like,
well, banks are FDIC insured.
How do they get, yes, I guess I guess they got hard copies of like books somewhere like that everybody knows. I have no idea, but I like all the pictures came back on Facebook.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, when data gets completely erased, there's just a button that you have to press to get everything reversed.
That's it.
You know, undo.
Yeah.
You know that little button? Undo? Yeah. Yeah.
No. Undo. Yeah. Oh, we could just funnel the robots back in. I mean, they're still covered in nanobites.
And what'd they do with all the carcasses of the freaking
I know
robot aliens?
So wild.
This movie has to be seen by all because we
I agree.
Just could not believe this. I can't believe this.
Like people, like, I mean, not even kidding. This year, people are crapping on movies like Electric State. Right? They're just like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
No.
And what have we seen? Something else where everybody was like, this is the worst movie I've ever made. What was like the I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot? Everybody's saying all these movies. And what? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Come on.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm seeing. And now I'm like, Electric State on Netflix looks like a masterpiece.
Like I mean, it does, yeah. And we didn't care much for that one either.
I didn't like it very much either, but it was fine. It was like unoffensive. It was just like fine. And people are like crapping on it. Watch this.
Yeah. This thing, man, I can't. I just feel like, dang, Ice Cube. Why?
And you could keep saying that. I don't particularly think Ice Cube has ever been a great actor. Like,
no, but I mean, he's not a great actor, but he can act and he's, you know, he just has like a way about him that's, he's just a cool dude. So like, I feel like, damn, you know, like they just did him wrong.
I hope
he took this movie, so I have to blame him. But
I agree. Yeah. I hope that his son saw this movie and will not let him live this down.
Oh my God. Well, his son is a good actor.
Yeah, he just did the second Den of Thieves, which he was great in.
Oh, my God,
and I was
God,
like,
yeah.
I hope his son sees this and just bashes him for it forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
We didn't even talk about when he gets knocked down and Ice Cube says, move, bitch, get out the way.
Yeah.
It's not even his song.
He trips over a tentacle from the
move,
alien.
Bitch, get out of my way.
Move, bitch. I'm like... What? Like, it would have been funnier.
Jesus.
It would have been much funnier if he got up
songs.
And said, do you know me? I'm straight out of Compton.
Yeah, something. Anything that would have been his that would have made more
something.
Of a, like, sense.
Yeah. Or, like, if he would have just, like, at the end, if he, like, everyone survived, he says, I gotta say it was a good day.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't that end with that?
I mean, I could write this shit.
Anybody could. Like, hey, the internet's out. Hey, you could still use WhatsApp.
Oh, man. I mean, just Jesus, Lord. I mean, even like our 5-year-old niece knows when the freaking internet is down that nothing works. You know? Come on.
So crazy.
Come on.
All right. So what are you giving this?
That's
this is
three.
One? Oh, wow.
It's a 3 because we laughed at it. And we laughed at it. Because it was so bad.
I can't give it a 3. Because we've watched some movies in the last month, this month, and I gave some 3s, and I'm like, no.
What, you think it's a 1?
This is close to a 1 if it's not
all
a
right.
1.
Well, I mean, I would say if we're going to... I mean,
this is
this
we're laughing
bad.
At it because this is like insane.
I'm giving it a 3 because I'm laughing at the sheer audacity of this goofy...
That's what I'm getting at.
...plot.
I'll be generous and give it a 2, but man, is it bad.
All right, I'll be generous. I was going to be generous and give it a 3.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
But it is really next level embarrassing. You're correct.
Amazon Prime saves the day.
Amazon Prime saves the day.
This year with plugs. this year with Jurassic Park and this, holy crap.
Yeah,
that
everything's just
Snickers
become
bar
like,
killing people in Jurassic Park is
yeah,
mind-blowing.
It was like ads. It's all it is. Ugh, all right, you know, you're right. This movie was trash. It's a 2.
If something beats that this year...
Oh, you better put this on the list.
Wow.
I
guess I should,
you have
huh?
to, because this is bad.
I guess so. Because this isn't actually talking trash. This is actually before and after reviews, but yeah.
Not
this
anymore.
Is talking trash. I guess you're right. I guess I need to put
you
it
have
on
to
our
put
list
this...
of the worst movies we've ever seen list.
Yeah, because this is some shit.
It's
I mean...
definitely not Star Wars Holiday Special bad, of course.
Do you know that there are 283 one-star reviews of
yes,
this movie?
It's growing quick. They're already at 7,000 something, I think, with reviews.
And there are 38 10-star reviews, which those people maybe
they
got to
be joking.
They
all have to be jokes.
You just need a laugh. I get it. You know.
I'm gonna put this at. I think The Killer Eye's worse.
Yes,
so
it is.
I think this is between Rocky and Bullwinkle and The Killer Eye.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. This is number three.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, oh my God, this person's making me laugh though. This 10-star review says this has to be the best movie since The Room. I never thought anything would top that, but this masterpiece is absolutely off the rails. Incredibly realistic response team to a global invasion. This guy's a he's a jokester.
Yeah, I knew it. I said those 10s all have to be kid jokes.
Incredible use of free will. Thanks to everyone involved for somehow being allowed to give us this otherworldly masterpiece.
I want them so badly to redo this movie, but with the bad celebrity, like those people, like Tommy and Neil Breen.
Neil Breen can make a better movie than this.
If Neil Breen was given this entire script, I think it would be hilarious.
This person says, watch Howard the Duck instead.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. We got a lot of flack for our Howard the Duck episode online.
We did?
Yeah, people like, it's a classic. I don't understand.
Dang, you never told me. I try not to, listen to those people that, make me feel bad about my reviews. But you know what? You're right. I'd like to hear everything you all have to say. And maybe it'll make me a better person in the end.
Tell us why WhatsApp works and YouTube works during the apocalypse, because of the data apocalypse.
We don't even have WhatsApp.
They were in Stone Age. They were in the Stone Age.
I am still in the Stone Age. I don't have WhatsApp. I'm not downloading that shit.
I kind of love the idea that he's using Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook sucks now. It's just one big ad. I can't even see any of my... Oh, man, Tom. What happened to Tom? Yeah. He was my first friend.
Everybody's first friend.
Yeah. I would love to go back to MySpace. I would love it if everything went back. You can make your page all cool. You put music on your page. Facebook sucks. It's just like one big ad. If I tell you right now that I'm looking for some nice Air Jordans, do you know if I open Facebook, there'll be an ad for Air Jordans?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything. My Instagram is like that, so.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a great segue, because, guys, you can find us on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit, and you can tell us what you think. Is this movie a classic? Are you still looking for reviews?
I'm reading just some here and there. Worst film I've ever watched. This is will always be 90 minutes of my life wasted.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you for letting me do this one.
Yeah, I kind of got thrust into this, but it ended up being a hoot. You know, I still love you, Ice Cube. I do. I still love you. I'm going to forgive you for this one. I will. In time.
All right, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I tried to warn you of the threat. This invasion is the result of the surveillance industrial complex collecting massive amounts of data with the Goliath program. Our most precious resource on Earth is data. And data is food for the superior intelligence that invaded Earth.
Because of Data's wonderful after-dinner conversation, his anecdotes are the stuff of legends aboard this ship.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. You seem to have lost the will to communicate with others. You have friends here. We care about you. Why, just recently, Geordi Wesley and I were saying...
With all due respect, be gone!
Fond farewell.